Look, man, we just gonna dive right into it because at this point in time, I'm tired. I've been fighting everything so hard, and it's almost as if I've gotten to a place to where I sit here and I bask and I think about the things that I've had to deal with, right? And it's clearly self-inflicted wounds. Because once you start to put all of your focus into one area, soon as you think that things are going good, that's when another area drops off. And we've all been to these places to where, these points and places, when we get to a certain level and we think that, hey, everything's going great right now. Let's just go ahead, sit back and chill for a minute. Let's relax for a minute. Let's sit back and watch what happens. Let's see which way we can go. The worst thing that you can do when things start to fall apart is sit back and dwell on it. Sitting back and having your vivid thoughts about what you could have done. Not what you did, but what you could have done to make your current situation better. Instead of being thankful for making it through and ensuring that you get to see another day, being thankful for that, the opportunity to see another day and have another 24 hours to ensure that the next day, if you're blessed enough to see the next day, that you make those next 24 as impactful as possible. See, we sit back and dwell on our mistakes of the past and think that, hey, this is who we are now. This is what we do now. We lose. But instead, what you should go back and do is sit back, look at the things that you had to go through, where you had to get to in order to see another 24, in order to make sure that you survived. You're not in that place anymore. You have to change your mindset. You're living in a loser's mentality. Once you start to dwell on things, that's what fucks you up. Those are the things that hold you back from seeing your success. You keep dwelling on your past mistakes. You keep dwelling on the person you used to be. You keep dwelling on the issues that you had to overcome in order to become the person that you are today. And yes, of course I'm going to sit here in the rain and just think about the things that I had to do in order to survive, in order to overcome, in order to make sure that I was not another statistic, in order to make sure that I did not become a product of my environment. It's too many people that fail. It's too many great people that we'll never know about because they gave up on themselves. They gave up the opportunity to ensure that they were heard of. They gave up the opportunity just because some times got hard. Or maybe somebody said something and they decided to bask in it and end up agreeing with it. Or maybe, you know, somebody told them, you're exactly the person that I knew you were. Instead of just proving that person wrong. Instead of just fending them off, letting them know, hey, I promise you I'm not the person that they say I am if you meet me in person. But see, we end up getting in these places just because somebody said something or because we're having a bad moment. And we think that, oh yeah, this is it right here. This is who I truly am. You know how many times I could have given up? You know how many times so many successful people could have given up? But they're not successful because they gave up. They're successful because they didn't. They heard the no's. They heard the people talking shit behind them. They listened to it or whatever, but they ignored it. They simply just struck a match. They lit it up. They did what needed to be done. That's the difference between a winner and a loser. A loser is not defined by what somebody else views. It's defined by seeing what you went through, going through that failure, and having it constantly remind you, hey, you failed at this point in time. Do you think anybody that's successful right now, and I don't mean like generational passed on, I mean like somebody that had to get it out of the dirt. Do you think that anybody that got it out of the dirt today, in today's society, whether they're black, brown, white, yellow, orange, purple, whatever, literally sat there and said, hey, look, man, I'm going to keep it honest with you. I really want to quit right now. Better yet, they might have said that they wanted to quit. But in fact, they didn't. They decided to suck it up. Keep going. Through the rain, sleet, hail, storms, whatever came at them. They took that objective and said to hell with it and wrote their own script. They made their own path. They are the original trailblazers. Now that you're in this moment right now, you're in the midst of your storm. That doesn't mean that you give up. That means that you got to turn it up a whole nother level. This is the moment that you've been waiting for, because this is what's going to build you. This is going to make your success that much better. This is the moment for you to stand tall on what you've been practicing and preaching and bragging about. Sometimes you just got to wake up. Even when nobody else tells you this, sometimes you just got to wake up and let yourself know who the fuck you are. People are going to always play with you. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to think that you're that person. But you always must know that you are that person. You must be the one to remind yourself. You don't need any validation from anybody else, all of that BS. You are the validator. You're the one that appointed yourself on this mission, on this trail. So don't give up now. Of course, it's easy to quit. It's easy to sit there and tell yourself, man, you're right, man. I should have just listened to my friends. I should have just listened to my family. And I shouldn't be investing into this. I shouldn't invest this much time to myself. The only reason why they're telling you that your dreams are stupid or that they're not able to be accomplished is because they don't want to see you succeed. How are you going to listen to somebody who don't have shit else for themselves and believe it and think that, hey, you know what? Yeah, they're right. I should just quit right here. There's no reason in me going any further. It's going to be a lot of that in your life because the people that you're currently surrounded by are afraid. The moment that people say that your dreams, your goals that you have set for your life are maybe that's a little too much. Why don't you just, you know, dial it back a little bit? They hit you with one of those, right? That's when you know you need a new set of people to surround yourself with. Surround yourself with the people who have been there. Surround yourself with people who have had to fight. Because the ones who eat with forks and knives, they too soft. They don't have that battle. They don't have that grit, that mental toughness that you had to come up with. They're not able to comprehend why you carry yourself the way you are, why your skin is so thick, why you are so rough around the edges, because they didn't have to fight like you fought. They fall over when a little piece of wind hits them. You stand tall in the midst of a hurricane or a tornado. You've gone through everything that life has thrown at you, and you're still here. So what is there to complain about? Give thanks, be gracious, show gratitude, show passion. Your life is too limited right now. People keep taking the simple stuff for granted, and that's why they're where they are. It's not because they had a bad luck. It's not because something went tragically wrong in their lives. Their mental fortitude was not capable of withstanding the storm that they went through. So I'm telling you, this is not your moment where you give up. This is not your moment where you fold. This is the moment where you strap up, stand tall on all 10 toes, and say to yourself each and every moment that you get, I'm going to win. I'm going to make it. Nothing is going to stop me. No storm is too strong. No heat is too hot. No force against you is going to win. Yes, you might take an L, but take it as a lesson. Because the person that you were 5 years ago, that person would have given up trying to go through the same shit that you're going through right now. Yes, I get it. It's dark, it's cold. It's all right. Fold your arms, tuck yourself in, you know. Suck it up. Wipe that mud off of your face. Matter of fact, you can actually leave that mud there because you're about to get even more mud. You're about to get a landslide. You're about to deal with monsoons. You're about to deal with factors and forces and fears that you've never even touched before, that you've never even seen. So yeah, it's a little scary. But there's no reason to be worried right now. The thing about it is this. The moment that you doubt yourself is the moment in time that what everybody else said comes true. So don't allow anybody else to talk you out of making it to the level that you know you can conquer. Don't allow anybody else to push you away from your dreams and aspirations just because their life sucks. You are the one. You're the person that's breaking every boundary ever known to you. You set the new limit for the next generation, for your next obligation, for your next goal. You set the limits. And then once you set that one limit, you'll soon start to realize that there's no such thing as a limit. You are the limit. Your brain is the limit. That's where that word came from. So instead of living a limited life, live an unlimited life. Live up to your maximum potential for 24 hours. Yes, you're going to be tired. Yes, you're going to be drained out. Yes, you are going to feel like shit because it's something that your body is not simply used to. Your body's not used to just going all out for 24 hours. Your mind is not used to going all out for 24 hours. Your spirit, your passion, your drive, you're not used to having to use all those things for 24 hours. So that's when people start to feel like, okay, maybe I don't have enough. And when you wake up that next day and you feel drained, you feel tired, that's just called being humbled, baby. That's just being put in a place because you're doing something that you've never done before, but you're on a goal. Your objective is to go to a place that you've never done before. Of course, it's easy to fail, but it's hard to succeed. The thing about it is this. What did you learn from your failures? When you look at it as what you learn from your failures, that makes your success that much better. It makes it easier to enjoy. It's the reason why people who have obtained their maximum potential, who decided to go for 24 hours, then that turned into 48, then that turns into 72, so on and so forth. The reason for all of this, all of the pain, all of the struggles, all of the heartache, the breaking of the mind, the triumph and tragedy, the reason for all of that is because they did not take no for an answer. If you sit around and take no for your answer, you're going to end up where no man do. And basking in your fails, sitting in that dark place, sitting in that area where, well, what's the popular term now? Debbie Downer? You're going to become that. You don't have time for that. You're on a mission towards greatness. You want to obtain everything that this life has been, what's been written for your life. My biggest goal is to, when I die and I go to heaven, I pray that God is able to look at me and say, good job, my humble servant, or my son, however he wants to say it to me. But as long as he tells me that I've exhausted every piece of potential, I've maximized every source of energy that he installed in me. That's what I'm going for. Everybody talks about their why, and it's never them. I think I've only heard two people say that their why is them. And I'm one of them. That's the crazier part about it. They always put it off on someone else or something else. You have to make yourself the why. You have to be the reason why you get up early and stay up late. You have to be the reason why when you're beat to shit, you still keep going. Yes, people are going to look at you crazy, but so what? Yes, there are going to be people who challenge you. Great. Because there's nothing wrong with competition. You're not the only one going after what you want. This world is made up of those who accept the challenge and thrive. Now, it's simply on you as to if you're going to succeed, fail, or bask. Depression is a mindset. It's actually a mentality. So it's okay that you're down, but you need to get up. You need to get out. You need to get active. You need to move. You need to add a little force behind that. Because the pressure's on right now. Sure, whatever. That's cool. But pretty soon, the longer you stay down, the more pressure that piles up around you. It's going to make it harder to get up. And I'm not saying you can't do it. You're more than capable. You have every single accolade that you need to ensure that you are able to get back up. You are the one. You're the one that people talk about. You're the one that has the brightest future that you couldn't even imagine. You're also the one that's meant to be successful and break your curses that's been accepted by your family over all of the previous generations. So it's solely on you. Take it personal. Because it's solely on you to ensure that you succeed. To ensure that your family receives and reaps all of the benefits, all of the fruits of your labor. So enjoy once you stand up, once you drag yourself out of the dirt, once you pull yourself from that dark place, enjoy the moment when you feel that sunlight hit you. Enjoy the moment when you step into your success. Hell, enjoy waking up tomorrow. As long as you're blessed to wake up tomorrow, enjoy it, regardless of what anybody else does in your life. Enjoy it and live to your maximum potential. Peace.